the Greater Toronto and Hamilton Area, GHTA, and the whole province of Ontario continue to face serious housing affordability and supply challenges that are affecting our quality of life and economic competitiveness. The residential construction industry continues to advocate for policy changes to create opportunities for increasing housing supply and attainability in collaboration with municipal, provincial, and federal government partners. In the spirit of collaboration, the Ontario Home Builders Association, OBA, the West End Home Builders Association, WEHBA, and the Building Industry and Land Development Association, BILD, hosted the inaugural 2024 Central Ontario Housing Summit March 25 in Burlington. Featuring several panel discussions, presentations by elected officials, and opportunities for open dialogue, the Housing Summit provided an opportunity for industry and government to engage in cooperative discussions on how to address the housing shortage through smart policy and regulatory reform. Beginning with opening remarks from WEHBA President John Anthony Lesseni and OBA President Dave DePensier, as well as the Minister of Municipal Affairs and Housing Hon. Paul Calandra, both private and public sectors expressed commitments to working together, with a focus on innovation, collaboration, and forward-thinking, said DePensier. Conservative Shadow Minister of Housing MP Scott Aitchison discussed the role of the federal government in housing policy, his experience as a municipal councillor, and the positive aspects of recent Liberal interventions in housing. Aitchison also talked about how a Conservative federal government, if elected, will move the needle on housing through tax reform, by leveraging municipal infrastructure funding against results on housing, and by reducing the burden of federal approvals. Provincial Associate Minister of Housing Hon. Rob Flack, MPP, outlined the provincial effort to make the dream of attainable home ownership a reality for Ontarians through creating an environment for the private sector to deliver housing. The Housing Supply in Action panel featured several professionals, including planners and economists, who explored data, demographics, the causes of the housing crisis, and next steps, including increasing support for infrastructure and need for innovation. The panel touched on several possible policy changes, including opportunities for provincial intervention on density and tax reform. Mayor of Burlington Marianne Mead Ward, who was one of the event's keynote speakers, outlined steps Burlington has taken to facilitate housing supply, including making improvements to housing permitting processes, and emphasizing the need to shoot for the stars on housing policy. Federal Parliamentary Secretary of Housing MP Chris Biddle further explored the federal role in housing supply, outlining actions the Liberal government has taken, including the necessity of no more business as usual, and the importance of densification and infill. Following lunch, the Finding the Missing Middle panel explored barriers and successes in building housing, such as stacked townhouses and low-rise apartments. Panelists expressed concern regarding current zoning, the regulatory environment, and how cities permit missing middle housing topologies in principle but place barriers through zoning provisions and design requirements. They also explored how cities and higher levels of government can reduce barriers to allow these types of housing through building code reform, expansion of as-of-right zoning, and putting regulations in place that facilitate actual development. The final panel, Building Capacity, explored the innovations in modular housing, automation, AI, and education to facilitate building more homes during a labor shortage. Through technological advancements, the industry has the potential to build units much faster. However, education and upskilling are key to ensure the labor force is equipped to deliver units. Parliamentary Assistant to the Minister of Municipal Affairs and Housing, MPP Matthew Ray, emphasized the importance of making the dream of home ownership a reality, and outlined what the provincial government is doing to facilitate that dream, such as addressing the municipal infrastructure deficit. In closing the event, the hosts concluded that business as usual can no longer continue. The private and public sectors need to take drastic action to break down barriers to housing. Mike Collins Williams is a registered professional planner and is the CEO of the West End Home Builders Association, WEHBA, the voice of the home building, land development, and professional renovation industry. For the latest industry news, visit www.westendba.ca.